This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 9th. God's word for you today is forgiveness and salvation. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 79, verse 9, which says, "Help us, O God of our salvation. Help us for the glory of your name. Save us and forgive our sins for the honor of your name." Luke 23, verse 34 says, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." These were Jesus' first words on the cross of Calvary, and they were the words of forgiveness. Jesus looked at what was being done to him and said, "Father, forgive them." That is both huge and instructive for us. How would you feel if the people you came to help, to save, and to better their lives slap you, spit on you, flog you, and then nail you to the cross? How would you feel? Someone said, "Even if I curse them, God will not understand." But we clearly see Jesus' example, and it was to forgive them. Some of us have been hurt, and we refuse to forgive. Sometimes we claim to have forgiven, but where there is a but, there is no forgiveness. Forgive. Jesus did not put any conditions on his forgiveness, despite all they were doing to him. Jesus forgave them. How could Jesus forgive? He was thinking of them, and guess what? Jesus was also thinking of us. He was thinking of all the times we have been unfaithful. He was thinking of all the times that he expected much from us and we delivered little. He was thinking of all the times that we should have grown to certain levels, but we still have not grown. He was thinking of all the times that we should have responded in kindness, but we responded in hurt. Jesus said, and he is saying even now, because his words are eternal, "Father, forgive them." At the height of Jesus' physical pain and suffering, love prevails. Therefore, every time we get the privilege to take Holy Communion, it is important to remember that our sins have been forgiven. I know that this is totally unthinkable for some of us. If you have not committed your heart and your life to Jesus, this is a beautiful opportunity to do it, so that you can confidently say, "My sins are forgiven." Luke 23, verse 43 says, "And Jesus replied, 'I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" These are the second words of Jesus on the cross, and they are huge. In fact, all Jesus' words are huge. Jesus made this promise to the criminal on his right. The other criminal was busy condemning Jesus. He said, "Is this you, Jesus of Nazareth? The rumor around town is that you are the Messiah. If so, then deliver yourself, and while you are at it, deliver us too." But the criminal on the right rebuked him. "We are here for what we have done wrong, but this man is innocent." He then turned to Jesus and said, "Remember me when you get to your kingdom." Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And this speaks of so many things. The first is, regardless of where you are, always ask God for mercy. Your situation is not too bad that God cannot help you. The criminal on the right hand asked Jesus to show him mercy. He asked to be remembered when Jesus gets to his kingdom. What he was asking is, "Jesus, when you have come into your power, into your glory, into that kingdom of yours, that domain of influence, just remember me." But Jesus did far beyond what the man asked for. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your forgiveness and salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.